What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, June 2nd. It is crazy. It's already June. And this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you all had a glorious weekend. After that rain passed through on Friday, Sunday was really nice. Saturday, not as nice, okay weather-wise. Thank you to everybody that called into Go Birds Radio. It was awesome to talk to a few new ones. But yeah, good show with Rube. That show is in the feed. Talked about Bryce Huff quite a bit. But Sunday, beautiful day. Sunny. There's nothing like the city when it rains for a few days and then everyone like comes back outside. The sun is shining. Philly's a great city. I love Philly. So let's get into what you might have missed over the weekend. Honestly, not a ton happened with the Eagles. But the good news is today is Monday. It's a new day. And we're going to get some Eagles practice to watch this week. So on the schedule for today, the Eagles are back at the NovaCare Complex for the first of a two-day set of OTAs. They'll be in there Monday and Tuesday. But Philly, a pretty good feeling we're going to be watching them on Tuesday. So we'll have a lot of instant reaction and analysis from that practice. Obviously, the OTA stats for you guys, for Jalen, the receivers, the running backs, all that good stuff. So the Eagles back at practice today. And tomorrow, and then I think they're Friday they're back as well. So they're in there 3 of the 5 days, and we're creeping up on that mandatory minicamp. June 10th, I believe, is the mandatory minicamp, the one-day mandatory minicamp. So that'll be our last look at the team before they take off for about a month, 5 weeks, something like that. And we're back in it. We're back in it. I can't wait for training camp. Get back into like something happening every day, preseason games, roster predictions. Can't wait. So until then, though, let's take a look at a few things that happened that, you know, you might want to know if you were checked out of the Eagles this weekend. So the first one is one more Bryce Huff thing. So on the Emergency Bryce Huff pod, I said that the Eagles, according to Field Yates of ESPN, save $15 million in cap space by doing the Bryce Huff trade. That seems to be incorrect. So I will say, and you know, I say this all the time when we talk about cap stuff, like we can say what it will be, but the Eagles are very, very good at manipulating any contract to kind of like lessen the cap hit or make it advantageous if they're going to cut somebody or trade somebody. But it doesn't seem like that was the case here. I'm sure Field Yates has since corrected himself to say that $15 million wasn't correct. But over the cap, who I trust with this stuff implicitly, he's awesome job for tons and tons of years. Here's what he had to write about the real cap implications of trading Bryce Huff. Quote, "The trade, which will be processed after June 1st, will result in the Eagles taking on $4.94 million in dead money this year. They will defer $16.6 million to next season. While there is a lot of chatter about the Eagles creating over $15 million in space this year, the reality is Huff's original cap number was just 7.4. So really the team is only getting 2.4 million better off than originally expected. They will be about $5 million worse off in 2026 than his original contract salary cap number. So overall, what does this mean? They opened up around $2.5 million in cap space. So I had them down for opening up about $4 million prior to the Field Yates tweet. So it looks like it ends up being a little bit less than that because of some of the restructuring. So overall, where this leaves the Eagles is right around somewhere between $26 and $31 million in cap space. And obviously, that's an outstanding place to be in. It's not the $40 million that I thought they had based off the Field Yates tweet, but it's not far. Like, to have that amount of cap space, it's rare for this team at this point of the offseason, I would say. Now, also with the cap space, you want to look ahead, right? So in 2026, according to Over the Cap, they currently have around $16 million in cap space. So my guess is they are going to hold on to a lot of the cap space they have, roll that over into next offseason, and then they'll have a lot to work with when it comes to signing so many of their guys. I also think next offseason, you'll see a Jalen Hurts restructure to open up more space. You could even see it this offseason, but a Jalen Hurts restructure is coming. I would just be stunned if he goes into the 2026 season without some type of change to his contract that opens up space for the team. So currently $16 million in 2026. Let's say they don't take any away from the, let's just for an even number, let's say roughly $30 million. That would give them $46 million in cap space. Now, it won't end up being that. They will sign players. I think they still have to sign Jahad Campbell and Makuba. So there'll be like little things that come off the cap. But for the most part, their cap is pretty much set. And yeah, next offseason, when they have to re-sign guys like Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, potentially N'Kobe Dean, Reed Blankenship's a free agent. We'll see what happens with Azeez Ojulari. Like, they're not going to need a ton of space because guys like Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith are already under contract. And normally with these extensions, the first year doesn't impact the cap number that much, but they're going to have a ton to work with next offseason in terms of cap space. So the Bryce Huff deal, outside of whatever, you know, signing bonus check they cut him that ended up being a massive waste of money, cap wise didn't really end up hurting this team too much. All right, so next up, NFL.com did an article that I thought was interesting, and it was the 10 rookies in the best situations to succeed in year one and beyond. So not just year one, like kind of what rookies are ended up in a good place. And number 8 on that list, Jahad Campbell. So here's what NFL.com writes, quote, Campbell was the biggest steal of the draft. A top 10 caliber talent, he was still available late in the first round after undergoing shoulder surgery in the spring. The Alabama product joins an already dynamic Eagles defense that just stomped the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and he'll have a chance to start immediately in place of N'Kobe Dean, who sustained a knee injury in mid-January. Starring as an off-ball linebacker and pass rusher in his final season with the Crimson Tide, Campbell is a player that defensive coordinator Vic Fangio can utilize in multiple roles, much like Fangio did with Zach Bond last season. Campbell won't face the pressure of having to be the guy with so many talented players around him. Fangio has a history of working with dynamic linebackers, see Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman, and Campbell, who has greater upside than even Bond, is the newest member of the club, end quote. So a couple things here. One, it's you look at this two different ways. Is Campbell set up to succeed beyond year one? Absolutely. Like, if you're Campbell, you ended up in an awesome spot. As they reference in there, Fangio, great at developing and coaching linebackers. Zach Bond just saw that in his first year with Fangio. And I agree, like, he does have more upside than Bond. He was a first-round pick. Bond wasn't. Bond signed for minimum money last year. Campbell is, you know, was one of the more sought-after rookies in this year's class. So I do think the Eagles plan to use him as an edge, to put him at linebacker, to move him all around. Like, he is in an excellent spot. Now, year one, we'll see. And training camp, like I said, not that far away at this point. We'll see how they end up using him. My guess is he's out on the field week one. I think he will be out there. But it wouldn't shock me if it takes a little bit of time because of the injury. We saw them, you know, with Cooper DeJean last year. He got hurt right before training camp. But with him, they slow moved him kind of, you know, to coming back. He didn't play until week I think it was five is when he came back, five or six. So I think Jahad Campbell ended up in a great spot overall. I think the Eagles are really well set up to have him be a really good player for them. But I would just caution a little bit on the beginning of the season, him being an impact guy. He's someone I think come December, come, you know, playoff time, you're hoping he's a force that they can use to cause havoc on defense. I wouldn't think it's week one, but hey, you never know. We will see come training camp time just how much he's able to do. All right, another article I saw over the weekend that I thought was interesting was on Pro Football Focus, and they listed a couple things for each team, like biggest weakness, and one of them was the X factor. So the biggest X factor Pro Football Focus sees for the 2025 Eagles, edge rusher Nolan Smith. And Pro Football Focus writes, Philadelphia lost longtime contributors Josh Sweat and Brandon Graham this offseason, which puts third-year man Nolan Smith in the spotlight off the edge. Smith posted a solid 68.3 PFF pass rush grade last season as he began to earn more playing time. In Philadelphia's four postseason games, he racked up 19 pressures and four sacks. If he can produce at that level for a full season, the Eagles will have no problem replacing their departed stars. Yeah, I would say so. If he has a sack per game and 19 pressures, that's, off the top of my head, quickly, five pressures a game. I mean, he'll be the best edge rusher in the NFL. He'll have 16 sacks. He'll have, almost 100 pressures. Like, yeah, I think if he does that, he'll be pretty good. You know, talking to Ruben Frank on the Go Birds radio this week, like, it is crazy how many sacks he had. I think Rube said it was like after week six, he had 10 sacks or something like that. So including the playoffs, where he obviously was awesome, Nolan Smith definitely showed a ton of potential. And, you know, just talking this week on WIP, just talking, you know, like my friends and stuff, I do think Nolan Smith, of all the edge rushers, he is unproven for sure, hasn't done it for a full year, hasn't carried the weight of being a number one edge rusher, but man, the potential is really there. And I think that, you know, there's a couple of different categories here. One is like a proven guy. Like if they, you know, obviously this is an extreme, but let's say they had Myles Garrett, like, you know what you're going to get from him. Josh Sweat, you know what you're going to get from him. Then there's guys like Jalix Hunt, Azeez Ojulari that are kind of complete wild cards. Like, they've played, but they have not been consistent starters. They've not had multiple really good seasons. They're like true wild cards. I think Nolan's in the middle there. Like, I think Nolan, you can feel more confident about what you're going to get from him than you can Jalix Hunt and Azeez Ojulari. But I don't think he's in the category of a Josh Sweat where you know what you're going to get from him because he has a long track record of playing at a certain level. So would it shock me if Nolan Smith had 10 plus sacks next year? No, it wouldn't shock me. Would it shock me if in week five or six we're sitting here and going, wow, Nolan's not really performing at the level expected? That wouldn't shock me either. I mean, me and Rube talked about it and said, like, would not shock me if Bryce Huff has more sacks than Nolan Smith last year. It's not a bet I would make, but I think Bryce Huff is going to have 6, 7, 8 sacks next year, and I don't think it's a guarantee Nolan Smith will. So we'll see, but I do agree. He's an X factor because if Nolan is like a top 15 edge rusher in the NFL, the Eagles defense is once again going to be unbelievable because with Jalen Carter out there, with the talent they have in the secondary, the linebacker play, you add an elite edge. And if you're a top 15 edge, I think you're pretty close to elite. Then the Eagles defense is going to be really well set up to succeed. That being said, on the other side, with Bryce Huff gone, I do think the Eagles need to add an edge rusher. So I looked up four free agent edge rushers that I think could make some sense for the team. We'll go through each of them, see which one would make the most sense. So that'll be on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots, and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cheers. Okay, so with Bryce Huff gone, replacing his production's not going to be difficult. But really, with Bryce Huff and Brandon Graham gone, they are down a veteran edge rusher. So Josh Uche has played in the NFL for a few years. He could potentially count, but he's not like a main guy. Aziz Ojulari has only played, I think, one full season. He's not really like a veteran experienced guy. I mean, Josh Uche might not even be on the team. Aziz Ojulari will be, but I don't think he qualifies as like what Brandon Graham was last year. So between Huff going, and Huff had been in the NFL for 5 years when they traded him, between Huff and Brandon Graham, they lost 20 years of NFL experience in that edge rusher room last year. Not that Bryce Huff was like the most talkative guy, and I'm really talking about replacing Brandon Graham more. But with Huff and Graham gone, you now look at their edge rushers. We just talked about it. Nolan Smith, young, Jalix Hunt, young, Aziz Ojulari at a, you know, kind of an inflection point of his career where it could go one way or the other. So I do think they need somebody that is 30 plus, that you know is going to be on the team, that you kind of, you know, think you'll get good snaps from. He could be your fourth edge rusher. He could potentially be your fifth edge rusher. He could help out the rookies. He could help out the young guys. Like, I think a veteran edge rusher would be a benefit on this roster. So with that being said, who are some guys that they could go out and sign? And I'm just going to look at free agents now. Maybe we'll talk about trade targets later in the week. But there's four names out there of veteran edge rushers that are on the market that have a track record of success that I think, I'm sure they'd love to come to Philly. Who wouldn't want to come play for the Eagles and have a chance to win a Super Bowl? But I also think there could be some interest there from the Eagles. So first up, let's start with the biggest name, Von Miller. So Von Miller, easily the oldest of all these players, 36 years old. He won't be 37 until the end of next season. So you'll get his full age 36 season. Last year, or I should say he spent the last 3 years in Buffalo. He had six sacks in 2024, no sacks in 2023, weirdly enough, and he played, I think, almost all year, eight in 2022. So last 3 years, he has 14 total sacks. Last year, he had eight quarterback hits, 16 pressures. I think he would qualify the most as like a come in the locker room and be a big personality. Like, Von Miller is one of the better known NFL players, obviously a two-time Super Bowl champion, a Super Bowl MVP, was one of the best edge rushers, if not the best edge rusher in the NFL for like a 5 or 6 year span. I think the only downside to signing Von Miller is I think he would completely take over the edge rusher room from a personality perspective. And that's not the end of the world. It does seem like he is a good guy. It seems like he's a good leader, but I want someone that's going to allow Nolan Smith to also like try to, you know, to allow Nolan Smith to be one of the big leaders in the locker room, to allow Jalix Hunt to have his personality show, because you know those guys are going to be here beyond this year. My only worry with Von Miller would just be he might be such a big presence, like you would see him on the posters for like big Eagles games and stuff. So I think he can probably still play. I think that he has a high floor. He has been quoted as saying he feels like he's in great shape and he can still play. And look, six sacks in 2024 for your fourth edge rusher would be really good input. 16 pressures in, I think he played almost every game, like one pressure per game. That's a good input, a good output for your fourth edge rusher. So I think he's good enough to be that player. I would just be a little concerned about his star shining a little too bright for an Eagles edge room where I want experience and I want someone that will help them, but I want Nolan Smith being the star of that edge rusher room next year. Next up, Matthew Judon. So Matthew Judon's a guy we've talked about on this pod as a potential trade target at certain points. He's 32. He'll be 33 in August, so you're going to get his year 33 season. He was with Atlanta last year, 5.5 sacks, 9 quarterback hits, 3 hurries, 12 total pressures. And over the past 2 years, he has 9.5 total sacks. So a solid player, like, you know, has been in the NFL for a while. I think is still a somewhat productive player. I kind of feel like Von Miller is probably better at this point. I mean, 16 pressures last year versus 12, you know, similar sacks. So relatively still similar. Now, he is way younger than Von Miller, 4 years, especially in your 30s. I don't have to tell you guys about that as a age 37-year-old. But Matthew Judon, you know, younger than Von Miller, I think would be a solid signing. I don't think his star shines as bright as Von Miller. You could bring him in, and I think he would give good experience. I don't know him personally, so that is a big thing with all these guys. Like, the Eagles have to have a good read on who they are. But Matthew Judon, I think, would be a solid addition. And as your fourth, fifth edge rusher, I do think, like, he's bit. I mean, 2 years ago, he was in the discussion for Defensive Player of the Year. He might have even won it. So I think he can still play at a relatively high level. All right, next up, Jadeveon Clowney. And Jadeveon Clowney is a player that certainly has history with the Eagles organization. For those that don't remember, and I'm sure all of you do, he was the player that knocked Carson Wentz out of the Seattle Seahawks game, gave him a concussion with a hit that, let's be honest, like, he headhunted, right? He dove towards the ground with his helmet. He led with his helmet. His shoulder was out. Like, he was trying to hit Carson. He played with Carolina last year. Over the past 2 years, he has 14 sacks. He had 5.5 sacks last year. He had 11 quarterback hits last year. Here would be my concern with Jadeveon Clowney. He's been with 6 teams in 7 years. The only team that held him twice was Cleveland in terms of holding him in back-to-back years. I think he was with, like, the Titans, the Seahawks, the Carolina last year. I think maybe he spent a year in Atlanta. Like, he's been all over the past 7 years. And I know when you're older in your career, like, you're not staying in a place 4 or 5 years. Like, it's not surprising to me that he's moved around a little bit, but 6 teams in 7 years is a lot. So I think from the Eagles' perspective, they would have to get a really good read on, like, who he is. Now, I know they've had interest in Clowney in the past. It's never happened, but I think he would be of the four, and we'll talk about the fourth in a minute. He would be my least favorite option. I just, you know, from the outside looking in, I don't know if he is someone that would bring, like, great veteran leadership. I think he would just bring veteran experience, and that's a big difference. Like, I think Von Miller would be good for Nolan Smith to learn from. Matthew Judon from afar seems like a good guy for young players to learn from. Maybe it's just because of the Carson hit. Maybe, you know, I've seen a few interviews where I was like, I think he had a comment about Philly fans, like, don't know if he's a fit, but he certainly has the experience. And his sack totals, 14 over the past 2 years, pretty good for a guy you're talking about being your fourth or fifth edge. So he's on the list, you know, but he would be number four for me. Number one for me, and I was floored at how much production he had last year. I know he didn't do great when he got traded to the Lions, but Za'Darius Smith, 32 years old. He'll be 33 in September, so similar to Matthew Judon. He was traded last year from the Browns to the Lions. Didn't really do much with the Lions. Didn't have, like, the impact I think that they hoped he would. But last year, he had 9 sacks, so the most of anybody on this list. 17 quarterback hits, the most of anybody on this list. 8 hurries, so you combine that all together, and he's in the 30s in terms of total pressures. He had 14.5 sacks the last 2 years, and last year, he was 6th in total pressures among all edges, according to Pro Football Focus, which is pretty surprising. So, of all the guys on this list, and again, don't know him personally, but he seems from afar like he has a personality. I think if I had to rank, like, personalities where they'll come in and be, like, talkative and around, I think I'd go Von Miller, Za'Darius Smith, Jadeveon Clowney, and Matthew Judon. I think Clowney's is a, maybe a bit more of a negative. Judon seems like a relatively quiet guy from the outside looking in. But Za'Darius Smith, I do think, would bring a personality to the locker room. I don't think he's a big enough player or big enough name where he would steal from the, you know, the shine of Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. I think he could be just a good veteran guy to have them around. And it looks like he can still really play. And I think the benefit of having him would be, you know, the floor on his game is pretty high, right? Like, I think Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, they have the highest ceiling of all the guys. Aziz Ojulari's ceiling is pretty high too. But Za'Darius Smith, I think because of his age, you don't think he's going to come and get, I mean, look, he had 9 sacks last year, so who knows? But I think he is the best player of these four. In terms of, so overall, in terms of options, I would go Za'Darius Smith, Matthew Judon, Von Miller, Jadeveon Clowney. That would be my ranking of the four. I think Za'Darius Smith would come in, play good football for him, and give the veteran experience they need. So it's not really about replacing Bryce Huff as much. It's more about replacing the combination of Bryce Huff and the leadership of Brandon Graham. Now, Graham will still be around. He won't be out on the field, but it's just different when you're not an actual member of the roster. So that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all had a great weekend. And you know what? Let's have a great week as well. So I'll talk to you guys later. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds! You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.